Declan, what's the team news ahead of tomorrow night's game with Finn Harps?
Teenagers, Darren Cole came off injured on Tuesday night. We'll give him every opportunity to be fit for the game because he's been sensational for us. But everybody else is fit. Ali Gilchrist comes back on. Everybody else is ready to go, obviously, apart from Patrick and Michael McCrudden. So competition for places. Maybe we need to freshen it up after this being our third game in 6 days, which again is ludicrous. But it is what it is, and we go again.
Fun Harps, the visitors, last time you met, it was a feisty game. Do you expect a wee bit more of that tomorrow night? Or
I do and I don't. I think the last time we played down there, it was a bit of a toxic atmosphere in terms of there was a lot of hatred flying about in the air, and that sometimes is to be expected when two big rivals go head to head. And you have to watch Shamrock Rovers against Bohemians, and you see that type of atmosphere, because that's what derbies bring. But again, look, we're preparing for a football game. We're not looking to annoy anybody. We're not looking to fight with anybody. We're not looking to be reckless in any type of way. But we're setting up for a football game in a beautiful environment. And if we can play to our levels, then I'll be over the moon.
Tight pitch in Ballybuffet. You have a bigger pitch at the Brandywell. Coach played them in pre-season at the Brandywell. The big pitch suited you really well. You could have been further ahead at half time, and then you changed it. That's good going into the game, Declan. You know that you can play in that big pitch. And
our home form this year has been good, and we got to make sure that we play to our levels. But let's not underestimate the job that Ollie and Higgsy has done down there in terms of recent weeks, and when they looked as if they were really on their knees in terms of not picking up points and finding it hard to muster up points. They've certainly turned that corner over recent weeks, and they're coming into the game confident as well. They're coming into the game on a rich bit of form. We're coming into the game looking to play to the levels that we can play at. So I don't think you can flick back over history or even recent history in terms of what was done in pre-season or what was done in Ballybuffet. I think you have to treat this game on its merits. I think for us to win the game, we've got to do the things we're very good at, and we've also got to tidy up on the things that we haven't been so good at. So it's a very interesting game. It's a game that all the players are really looking forward to. It's a game that the staff are looking forward to, supporters are looking forward to. It's one in the footballing calendar that you say, right, can't wait to that game. So we must approach it in a real positive and honest manner. And we know that Finn Harps are coming and they'll be very difficult to deal with, but we've got to control our side of the bargain, and that is to get the ball down, play at the levels we can do.
Goes on another note, Declan, Michael McCrudden, is he any closer to coming back?
He starts running on the pitch on Monday, and it's brilliant for Michael because it's been a real testing time for him. He came in as one of our players that we really wanted to bring to the club, and has been so unfortunate and such a good person. And I have no doubt Michael will be sitting here with the chances that we create in football matches. He'll be sitting here with at least 7 or 8 goals under his belt. But he's going to be like a new player for us come the start of the next phase of games. And he's a player I can't wait to get working with, because up until his injury, over the short period of time he was on the training pitch, he was magnificent. And he's a brilliant person, a brilliant player, and a real good attacking threat for us. So he's been a huge loss. But, you know, again, having played a full year in the Irish League, maybe this, as I've said this in the past, might be a blessing in disguise for Michael, having that bit of time to just step away from the patch and get himself really going again. So really looking forward to getting the man back.